各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
非常高兴今天能够来到大家当中，一起来分享神的话。
I'm very happy to be here with you guys and to share the words of the Lord.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你，你从高天降到这个城市当中，为要救赎我们。
Lord, we give thanks to you. You came from heaven to this world for our redemption.
我们知道安身立命的路原在你那里。我们知道我们的路在你那里。
We know that our path is in your hands.
感谢恩主，求主引领下面的时光。
We thank you and please lead us in the following time.
让我们讲的听的都能蒙福。
So the ones who speak and the ones who listen will all be blessed.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我给弟兄姊妹分享的题目是：看哪，我将你铭刻在我手掌上。
Today, my sharing topic is: See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.
取自以赛亚书49:14-16。
It comes from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 to 16.
我们先把这段经文呢读一下好吗？圣经经文，我们一起来读哈。
Let us read.
Isaiah. 耶和华遗弃了我，
主忘记
了
我。妇人焉能忘记他吃奶
的
婴孩？
不
连续
他
所
生
的
儿
子，
既或
有
忘
记
的，
我
却
不忘
记
你。看
哪，
我
将你
铭
刻
在
我
掌
上。
你
的
强
援
藏
在
我
眼
前。
感谢主哈，这段经文是神特别勉励在苦难中的以色列人，他们会说神在哪里。我们也常常会有这样的疑问，谢谢，神在哪里。
Thanks God, the scripture is very encouraging for Israelites in their difficult times, and it is encouraging for us as well.
这时候神会回答我们一句话，说他把我们铭刻在他的手掌上。
And in our difficulties, the Lord will reply us that he has engraved us on the palms of his hands.
我们的家庭，我们个人，我们的一切都在他眼前，他在看顾我们。
Ourselves, our family, are all before him, and he will watch over us.
神如此的爱我们，是因为我们都是他的儿女。
The Lord loves us so much because we are all his children.
神是生我们的神。
Our God is a God that gives birth to us.
这个圣经上非常非常清楚地讲了这一个真理。
It is clearly described in the Bible.
在约翰福音14:21说，我实实在在地告诉你们啊，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
In John chapter 16:21, Jesus said, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets in the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world."
生养的过程是个非常艰难的一个过程，是一个可能要付出生命代价的一个危险的过程。
It is a very painful process to give birth to a child. Sometimes it costs the mother's life.
我有四个孩子，除了老大之外，其余三个都是我亲眼看着他们怎么生出来的。
I have four children, and other than my oldest one, I saw how they were born.
我老大出生的时候是在夜里，那时候我的太太在医院，我在家里面，就不知道这个过程。
When my oldest child got born, my wife was in hospital, but I was at home.
最让我们终生难忘的是生老三的这个过程。
The most unforgettable one is how we gave birth to our third child.
那是2004年的5月27日。
It was May the 27th, 2004.
那天早上就后半夜的时候，他就有这个阵痛啊， 我们就把他送到医院去。
When my wife had a pain of giving birth, we sent her to the hospital.
好像一切很顺利，到医院了以后呢，就很快就生出来。
It seemed smooth. She gave birth very quickly.
那个医生到做完了一切了以后呢，就觉得，哎呀，一辈子没有处理过这么容易的手术哈，就很高兴，就很快，大概20分钟不到就回家了，就把我们留在医院里。
Even the doctor felt it's the smoothest delivery he ever done. It was only 20 minutes, and the doctor went back home.
但实际上有一个很大的隐患。
However, there was a great danger.
他那个时候呢，子宫没有收缩，就不停的流血。
At that time, the uterine of my wife didn't start contraction, so she was bleeding constantly.
就后来就血越流越多，越流越多，越流越多，都无法止住。
And she bled and bled. It didn't stop.
那时候那个医生已经回去了，打电话也打不通。
At that time, the doctor got back already, and he's not answering his phone.
非常非常危险。
It was very, very dangerous.
我在她身边，她就说我很冷，我想睡觉。
I was by her side, and she said she felt very cold and wanted to sleep.
那时候，只有一个年纪长一点的护士，就想办法不停地揉她的小腹，希望那个子宫赶紧收缩。
At that time, there was only one elder nurse. She was trying to rub on her lower abdomen.
又过了几个小时，血总算止住了。
After a few hours, the bleeding finally stopped.
在这个过程，真的我们呼求上帝，求主恩待我们，保守我们，真的神也听我们的祷告。
During the process, we prayed to the Lord, and we prayed that He will hear us and help us.
所以，女人生产的过程真的是非常一个艰难的、痛苦的一个过程。
The process of giving birth to someone is a very painful and difficult time.
2000多年前，当神的儿女被生出来的时候，也同样经历这么非常痛苦的一个过程。
2000 years ago, when Jesus was born, it was the same process.
耶稣基督头戴荆棘冠冕，扛着十字架，一步一步的走向哥哥他山。
When he died for us, he was wearing the crown of thorns and carrying the heavy cross, and he walked step by step to the place.
他付出了生的这个代价，才有了一个个属灵的新生命的诞生。
He paid the price of his life to give birth to us, to give us the new life.
我们相信耶稣基督的宝血为我们而流。
We believe that He shed His blood for us.
我们相信耶稣基督的死是为我们而死。
And we believe that He died for us.
我们就是接受了耶稣基督，就成为天父上帝的儿女。
And once we accept Jesus, we become children of God.
所以约翰福音1:12说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他要赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
That's why in John chapter 1 verse 12 it says, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
神是生我们的神，神也是爱我们的父，爱我们的神。
Lord is a Lord who gave us birth, and He's also a Lord that loves us.
所以，这种亲子之爱，往往呢能在这个神人之爱中，是一个神人之爱的一个反应，一个体现。
And the love between parents and children are a reflection of the love between God and us.
所以在无论如何艰难。困境当中，我们要知道，我们有一位父在看着我们。
So whatever difficulties we may be facing, we need to remember that our Heavenly Father is watching over us.
正像这个马太福音23:37所讲的，耶稣基督说，我多愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
It is like in Matthew chapter 23 verse 37, Jesus said, I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gather her chick under her wings, or, but you were not willing.
神爱我们，付出了生命的代价，三天以后复活，我们才在他里有了新生。
The Lord died for us, so we have this new life in him.
我在中国农村住过很长时间，我亲自看到，有时候夏天的时候，中国北方的农村，一个母鸡啊，后面带一群小鸡走路，在到处觅食。
I spent a long time in rural areas in North China, and I saw it many times that sometimes a hen would lead a group of chicks seeking food in the wild.
夏天会常常天气突变，这个雷阵雨会来。
In the summer, oftentimes the weather suddenly changed, and there was a there are thunderstorms.
母鸡看见这个大鱼要来临了，就把翅膀张开，边叫，咕咕咕咕的叫。
And the hen was. Will see the rain coming, and she will spread her wings and make a loud noise.
小鸡就钻到母鸡的翅膀下面，这时候大雨来了。
And the chicks would hide under her wings, and then the rain falls.
这时候这个母鸡啊，浑身湿透了啊，落汤鸡一样。以前讲那个。
The hen would become all wet.
但是小鸡呢就很安全地度过了这个暴风雨。
But the chicks would be safe through the storm.
我们的耶稣基督就是这样的爱我们。
That is how Jesus loves us.
给大家讲一个我们自己的一个同学的见证。
I want to tell you a testimony of my class of one of my classmates.
我2005-2009在 Gordon Conwell 神学院读书。
I was studying in a ministry from 2005 to 2009.
我们那个邻居呢，是个美国人，住隔壁。
We have a neighbor who is an American, and he lives right next to us.
他从小长在一个很富有的一个家庭，爸爸很能干，做 business.
He grew up in a rich family. His father was a very savvy, and he did good business.
好像满天都是阳光，无忧无虑，很快乐，很幸福。
It was like sunshine every day. He was worryless and he was very happy.
结果有一天突然就是爸爸回家告诉跟妈妈一件事情，说他已经爱上另外一个女人了。
But one day his father came back and told his mom that he felt in love with another woman.
所以他和他的父亲和他母亲呢就离婚了。
And they got divorced.
他爸爸呢就娶了一个年轻漂亮的女秘书。
And his dad got married to a young and beautiful secretary.
为了呢能看到自己的孩子呢，这爸爸和他的新夫人呢就在家附近不远的地方买了一栋房子。
To see his children often, the father bought a house not too far away from where they lived.
这晚上有美女相伴。
So he can be with the beautiful young lady during nights.
白天可以看到自己可爱的孩子。
And see his lovely children during daytime.
这爸爸是很幸福。
It was a very happy father.
但是这个孩子母亲呢就受不了。
But the mother couldn't take it.
每次看到他的父亲和个年轻的女子在街上走路，就像疯掉一样。
She went crazy when she saw her ex-husband and the other lady walking on the street.
最后就把这个房子卖掉，带着她去搬到另外一个州去住。
So she sold her home and bring the family to another state.
到了新的地方了以后啊，妈妈就陷入一个 depression 这个状态。
In a new place, the mother got depression.
无法一个持续一个正常的工作。
She couldn't work anymore.
家庭的经济收入一下子就下来了。
And their income decreased.
也照顾不到孩子。
And she can't look after her children.
结果我们这个同学呢，当时在上中学。
And my classmate was in middle school.
Yeah. 然后呢，就 因为家里是这样的，他自己也不知道出路在哪里，就后来就慢慢的酗酒，然后慢慢的到吸毒。
Because he had such a family and he didn't know where he should go, he gradually got addicted to alcohol and then drugs.
这一点出路都没有，这时候这母亲想到了，还是要到神那里去，到教会当中去。
In all her hopelessness, the mother thought about God and she went to church.
在教会里去寻求神，去服侍主。
And she went to seek God and to serve the Lord.
在有一年，那个宣教士回来述职。
One day, the church missionary came back.
这个牧师就说：“谁愿意接待这个宣教士啊？我们 open 啊，就是。”
And the pastor asked if anyone wants to host the missionary.
然后呢，这个妈妈就说：“哎，到我们家去吧。”
And she volunteered.
然后呢，这位宣教士就到他家去吃饭。
So the missionary came to her home to for dinner.
吃完饭的时候呢，宣教士就把这孩子叫过来说：“你有什么事情，我要为你祷告啊。”
And the missionary asked my classmate if there is anything that he could pray for him.
这个同学无言以对，又是酗酒，又是吸毒。最后给很笼统的讲一句说，你就给我祷告吧，因为太多需要祷告的事情了，讲不出来了。
My classmate couldn't share in details because he was addicted to alcohol and drugs, and he just speaking general terms and asked for prayer.
这个宣教士真的就很 general 的祷告，求神祝福他，求神带领他，求神赐福他前面的路等等这些话。
And the missionary prayed for him in general terms, asking the Lord to bless him and to help him.
当时没有什么，结果到了晚上的话，这个年轻人就心里面就起了波浪。
At night, something happened to my classmate.
他迷迷糊糊睡觉的时候呢，就好像天上滴下来两滴甘露似的到他嘴里面。
In his dreams, it was like the Lord gave him heaven's dew.
结果他醒来之后觉得嘴里还是甘甜的，他的毒瘾一下子就没有了。
He felt his a sweetness in his mouth when he woke up, and his addiction to drugs disappeared.
他就把他自己奉献给主，后来就去读神学院，就做了我们同学。
And he gave himself to the Lord, and then go to the seminary. That's how we became classmates.
神并没有忘记我们每一个人。你无论你自己觉得他离他多么的遥远，神的眼目也在看着你。
The Lord didn't forget about any one of us. No matter how far you feel you're from Him, He is still watching over you.
因为是什么？因为他是生我们的主。
Because He is the Lord who gave us birth.
神也是供应我们的神。
Our Lord is also a Lord that provides for us.
没有一个妈妈生完孩子把她丢到一边的。
There's no mother throw away her children after giving birth.
无论多么的艰难，作为母亲也把她所有的力量、所有的精力花在孩子身上。
No matter how difficult it is, the mother will spend all she has on her children.
我有四个这个兄弟姐妹。
I have four siblings.
我们生活的那年代就是中国最艰苦的那个年月。
We lived during the most difficult years in China.
我们住在很偏远的农村。
We lived in a rural area.
我们小时候穿衣服，给大家讲好像你们都难以想象的。
It would be hard for you to imagine how we wear clothes.
种棉花、纺车线，再织成布。
We grow cotton and then we make.Thread and then cloth out of those.
我记得我小时候常常在妈妈的纺车声音中入眠，我不知道她干到多久纺线。
I will go to sleep hearing my mom working on those clothes.
我醒来的时候也是那个纺车还在响。
And when I woke up, she's still working.
我看她织布。那个农村的那个土的织布机是这个梭子在中间动，这样穿一下，那样穿一下，才绕上一根线。
And I saw her making cloths out of the threads.
很像弹琴那个动作。
It was almost like she was playing piano.
但是那个声音很单调，咣咣咣，就
The machine makes a very boring voice, a noise.
这就是我的母亲,
that was my mother. She worked all her life.
让我们有遗传。
So we can have clothes.
感谢恩主啊。
他
也是在用他一切的智慧手段来供应我们的需要。
She tried everything she could to provide for us.
所以耶稣说，耶稣说过一句话，他说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑什么，忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体，忧虑穿什么。这是在马太福音的六章二十五节，耶稣给门徒所讲的话，叫他们不要忧虑。他说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？”
That's why in Matthew chapter 6 verse 25, Jesus said.Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
因为哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flower of the field grow; they do not labor or spin.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
神的供应，神的保守，普及万千，所有的受造之物都被神所恩待，何况我们这些被称为天父儿女的人呢？
The supply from the Lord covers everything he creates, let alone us, his children.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道有一位神用他的智慧的双手在供应我们的需要，在看顾我们的需要，我们所做的就应该是寻求他的旨意，按着神的带领在这个地上去荣耀他。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us remember that there is a God, and our God is watching us with all his wisdom, and what we need to do is to follow him.
人生的 很多悲剧就在于说，他不知道有个智慧的双手在供应他的需要。
A lot of times we see tragedies in life because we don't know that there is a wisdom hand watching over for us.
几年前啊，在教会有个姐妹要回中国去，给我说：“牧师，你能不能帮我看一下我家的金鱼，定期去喂喂它？”我说：“可以。
”A few years ago, there was a sister in our church.She was going back to China, and she asked me to look after her golden fish.
有一天我实在太忙了，我说儿子，你替我去喂喂阿姨家的鱼吧。我现在忙不过来，我儿子就去了。
And one day I was so busy, therefore I asked my children to feed the goldfish for me.
回来我就问他，我说你喂完了吗？他说我喂完了。
And when he came back, I asked him, "Are you done feeding it?" And he said, "Yeah, I did it."
又过了一天，我就看，结果金鱼全死了。
And then a few days after that, I went to check on the goldfish, and they all died.
原来他把一罐的那个饵料全投进去了。
And then I realized that he put all the goldfish food into the water.
他是把鱼饵给喂完了。
And so he spent like all of them.
金鱼为什么？原来金鱼它这个没有吃饱的这种。感觉是的，所以你喂它多少，它吃多少。如果你不注意喂的话，它能把它吃撑死。
So why did that happen? It was because goldfish doesn't have a sense of feeling full.
所以喂养金鱼都是人有人的智慧。
Therefore, you need to have wisdom if you are feeding the goldfish.
要定时的、定量的，不能有了它就吃。
You need to feed it on time and control the portion, otherwise it will be filled to death.
天父喂养我们，要他的智慧。我们今天要在神的恩手里得到安息。
And when the Lord provide for us, He also have His wisdom.
在北京啊，早几年曾有这么一个事情，说一个人那个小处长官不大。
A few years ago in Beijing, there was a government official. He's not very powerful.
结果没几年，贪污了好几个亿。
However, in just a few years, he got bribery of more than 100 million.
因为他来这个比较贫穷的家庭，对金钱有种特别喜欢的这个冲动。
Because he grew up in a poor family and he has this passion for money.
所以人一送钱，他就叫人一送钱的不惜这贪赃枉法。这
Therefore, whenever someone sent him briberies, he will take it.
他不知道神在供应他，不知道神在保守他。
He didn't know that there is a God who's watching over him and protecting him.
因此，他把他自己送到监狱当中。
Therefore, he sent himself to jail.
神供应我们，神有他自己的智慧，我们在主里面真的是有平安喜乐的人生。
Our Lord provide us with all His wisdom, and in Him we can have this peace.
在列王记上十七章讲到先知以利亚的一个故事。
In First King chapter 17, there was a story about Elijah.
先知以利亚在北国以色列当中服侍，国王亚哈拜巴利，结果惹动神的怒气。让这个地方大旱三年半。
Elijah was serving in the country of Israel, and the king Ahab worshipped Baal, and the Lord got angry, and it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months.
很多人饿死。
Many starved to death.
先知以利亚呢，被神带到一个溪水旁边，让乌鸦来供应他的需要。
Elijah was brought to a brook, and the ravens fed him.
结果旱情越来越重，溪水干了，乌鸦也不来了。
But however, the brook dried up, and the ravens stopped coming.
神就告诉以利亚，去，你到西顿去，那有一个寡妇去来供应你的需要。
And the Lord told Elijah to go to Sidon.And there will be a widow that will provide for you.
他在城门口看见这个妇女在捡柴火，他就给她说：“给我点水喝。”
So Elijah went to the gate of that city and saw a widow collecting sticks. And Elijah asked for water.
因为当时饥馑遍野，到处都是饥荒，他实在不好意思给一个女性来要一些饭吃，他就能不能给我点水喝？
Because there was a great famine, and he didn't feel comfortable to ask for food of a widow, so he asked for water first.
看见人家回去给他取水的时候，他再一次再忍不住说：“你顺便也给我拿点东西吃。”
And when he saw that the widow is going back for water, he stopped her and also asked for a little bread.
结果这个寡妇给他讲了真情。
And then the widow told him the truth.
他说：“我家里只剩一把面，一点油，我只能做一个饼给我和我的孩子吃。吃完了以后，我们就没有了，死就死吧。”
And she told him that she didn't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug, and she's gonna make a meal for herself and her son that they may eat and die.
先知以利亚给他说：“说，你可以照你的话去做，先做个小饼给我。”
But Elijah told her that, "Go do as you have said, but first make a small loaf, loaf of bread for me."
然后说神会这样应许说，这个坛里的面不会减少啊，瓶里面油也不会减少，你只要能够度过这个饥荒的日子。
And the God of Israel promised that the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land.
这个果然如此，在这个遍地饥荒的日子里面，这一家人呢，这个寡妇和他孩子真的是终于度过了。
And it so happened, the widow and her family survived the famine.
我们读旧约这段故事的时候，这到底在讲些什么？ 这个耶稣基督啊，后来把这个故事的谜底来讲给我们听哈。
When we read the story in the Old Testament, we didn't really know what it means. So Jesus explained it to us.
在路加福音四章二十四节，耶稣啊对他们说，耶稣说，当我对你们说实话，当以利亚的时候，以赛亚书四章二十五节哈，当以利亚的时候，天闭塞了三年零六个月。遍地有大饥荒，那时以色列中有许多寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差遣往他们当中一个人那里去，只奉差遣往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 24 to 26, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet, verse 25, I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon."
神的拯救通过先知以利亚临到这个西顿的这个寡妇。
The salvation of the Lord came to the widow through the prophet Elijah.
因为这个西顿寡妇对上帝的这个顺从，也让她能够领受到从神而来的祝福。
For her obedience to the Lord, the widow received blessing from the God.
你想想，这何等的不容易！剩最后一把面、一点油的时候，让她分出来一个小饼给先知。
Think about how difficult it was. She only had a little flour and a little oil, and yet she still made a small loaf of bread for the prophet.
神爱普及万千，神他是供养我们的神，他是有他的智慧。我们顺从在他的智慧之下，我们的人生根本就不需要为一切的事情而忧虑。
The Lord loves us all, and the Lord provides us with his in all his wisdom, and knowing that we need not worry about ourselves.
神生养了我们，神也供应我们一切的需要，神更是教导我们的神。
Our Lord gave birth to us and provided for us. He also taught us.
我们过去曾讲说，孤儿可怜，可怜在什么地方？不光是说他缺少爱，缺少衣食，更可怕的一点呢，他缺少教育，没有人去引领他走一个健康的路。
We all have this compassion for orphans, and what orphans need are not only clothes and food. The great danger they face is that they have no one to teach and guide them.
也许他长得很帅气，也许他很有能力去做一件事情，但是因为他的人生观没有好好的建立起来，他的人生最后还是一个在一个黑暗当中。
Maybe the orphan could be handsome. Maybe the orphan could have some skills, but without a clear value, they will face great difficulties in their lives.
好多年前，我在中国一个农村做考古工作。
A long time ago, I was in China in a rural area doing archaeology work.
有一天，有个人介绍一个十几岁的孩子到我这里来。
One day, someone brought a kid in his teenage years to me.
因为我在考古工地用到很多的人，多一个人少一个人没有关系，我可以给他一份工作。
Because we hire a lot of people in our field, and I could give him a job.
我跟他谈话中，我才了解到，原来在他幼年的时候，他人生经历很多的不幸。
In my discussion with him, I came to understand his unfortune in his early years.
他妈妈在做生意，管不到他。
Her mom was busy doing business and didn't look after him.
那个时候读书还是很时尚的事情。他父亲呢，被北京的一个大学录取做研究生。
And his father got enrolled into a graduate program in Beijing.
这孩子就留在老家跟爷爷奶奶在一起，一会儿老人也管不到他。
So the kid was left at their home in the rural area, living with the grandparents, but the grandparents didn't teach him either.
后来就和一群不三不四孩子在一起，后来就小偷啊，学习做了小偷。
And he got some bad friends and became a thief.
后来也一样染上毒瘾吸毒。
He became a thief, and then he got addicted to drugs as well.
过了几年他爸爸书也读完了，他儿子也成这样了，就只好呢就回到老家去。
After his father graduated, he went back to the rural place.
他妈妈和他爸爸也离婚了。
And his parents got divorced as well.
后来他爸爸呢就想办法说，哎呀，得给他发展一个职业，说你现在去找个厨师学校去学做饭。
And his father wanted to help him get a skill, so he sent him to a chef school.
他真的是他学习学得很快，很聪明，做得也不错。
The kid was smart and he did a good job cooking food.
我知道这个故事，我就好，我这刚好，我这个我考古队，我十几个人要吃饭，还没有一个人能做饭，你来做厨师好了。
So I asked him to be our cook.
他做了一个礼拜，做了两个礼拜，做的都很好，到第三个礼拜不辞而别。
He did pretty well for 2 weeks, but he left on in the third week.
后来又开始他一个流浪的生活，我也找不到他，到底去哪儿了。
And he has strayed, and I couldn't find him.
孤儿可怜，他人生里呢，他不知道他可以有个很好的未来，他就是，他即便是很聪明很有智慧，但是他不能很稳健地走在一个人生的路上。
It was a great pity because though he was pretty smart, he didn't have a clear values and he couldn't walk stable on a life path.
缺少带领，缺少鼓励，缺少引导。
He lacked guidance, he lacked encouragement, and he lacked teaching.
但是我们的上帝说，他没有撇下我们为孤儿。
But our Lord told us that He didn't left us to be orphans.
在约翰福音十四章，耶稣特别说：“我不撇下你们为孤儿。”第十四章第十八节。
In John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans."
神差他的圣灵与我们同在，来引导我们。
He sent His Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us.
我们的上帝是何等的爱我们，不光是留下一本书可以让我们学习真道，也圣灵也整天在我们周围告诉我们当行的路是什么。
Our Lord loves us so much that He did not just left us with a Bible, but He also sent us the Holy Spirit to give us guidance.
所以要好好去读神的话。
Therefore we need to read the words of the Lord carefully.
也要过一个内在的生活，与圣灵 fellowship， 与圣灵这种团契，让圣灵来指教我们。
And also, we need to have this fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
提摩太前书提摩太后书第三章特别讲到圣经的作用，他就说，提摩太后书第三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 it says, All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这既然是天父上帝来的书，是写给我们每一个人的话，我们都要好好去恭敬地去学习。
The Bible comes from God and it was for us. Therefore, we need to carefully
以祷告的心去学习。
We need to carefully study it with a prayer heart.
在读经的过程当中，经历神的同在。
And during the during our scripture study, we can experience the presence of God.
每个人能够经历神的爱。
We can experience His love.
经历神的带领。
And guidance.
成为一个能够给出爱的人。
So we can be people capable of giving love.
这就是说，真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们明白一切的真理。
That's why we say that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will lead us into all truth.
在很多的教会当中啊，我们常常看到这个青少年的短宣很受欢迎。
In a lot of churches, we see a lot of teenage short mission trips are very popular.
为什么呢？因为在经历短宣之前的孩子们到这个年龄了以后呢，常常会挑一挑食，什么事都很难让他满意。
It was because before those mission trips, the teenagers may become picky and nothing seems to satisfy, seems to be satisfying to them.
奇奇怪怪的衣服，大人看了怎么不顺眼，但是他就觉得那时尚，那个好。
And in those years, they will wear like very strange clothes and like purposefully going against what their parents think are good.
这时候呢，有青少年短宣了，很高兴啊，能够参与进去，可以离开父母远一点了。
And when they see opportunities of short mission trip, then they are then they rush to it because that's a way to get away from their parents.
结果等他们到了。短宣的工厂当中，看到那么多贫穷的人。
But when they go on the mission trip and see there are so many poor people,
很多人没有饭吃。
There's so many starving.
衣不蔽体。
Or without clothes.
等他们回来的时候，他们就学会感恩了。
And when they come back, they learn how they learn to give thanks.
当他打开家里的水龙头洗到热水澡的时候，开始感恩了。
When they opened the tap and had a hot shower in their homes, they learned to give thanks.
给出爱的时候，他的生命就成长了。
When they give out, when they love others, they grow.
圣经上也特别的清楚的来告诉我们每一个人，如何去经历神的爱，作为每个成年人来说。
And the Bible told us clearly how we can experience God's love.
神也引导我们如何去走一条与他同行的这个路。
The Lord also taught us how to walk a path that is with Him.
在马太福音25:35-40，耶稣曾经讲过这样的话。
In Matthew chapter 25, verse 35-40, Jesus said.
因为三十五节说，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
Verse 35, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat; I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink; I was a stranger and you invited me in.
36节，我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们来看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候看见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?
第38节说，什么时候看你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿？
When did we see you a strangerand invited you in, or needing clothes and cloth you.
又什么时候见你病了，或是在监狱里来看你呢？
When we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中最小一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
神告诉我们如何活在这个世上。
The Lord taught us how to live on the, in this world.
因为你只有这样做的时候，你才真正去体会到做人道路在哪里。
Because only doing so will you understand what is the right way to live a life.
你的价值在哪里？
Where you should place your values.
当我们给人吃的时候，我们知道我们有食物，我们也知道是谁给了我们食物，他自己就是我们的天粮。
When we feed others, we know that we have food. We also know who gave us food. He himself is our food from heaven.
当我们给人喝时，我们知道我们有水，我们也知道是谁给了我们活水，他自己也成为我们的活水。
When we give water to others, we know that we have water, and we also know who gave us the living water. He himself is our living water.
当我们留宿客旅时，我们知道我们有家。我们也知道谁给了我们家，他成为我们的父。
When we are strangers, we know that we have a home, and we also know who gave us a home. He himself is our father.
当我们遮蔽赤身露体的人，我们知道我们有衣穿，我们知道是谁遮蔽了我们的羞耻，他被挂在十字架上，赤身露体。
When we give clothes to others, we know that we have clothes. We also know who took away our shame. He got hung on a cross, naked and ashamed.
当我们看顾病人时，我们知道我们是健康的，我们知道是谁医治了我们，他承受了我们所有的鞭伤。
When we look after the sick, we know that we are healthy, and we know who healed us. He took all our wounds.
当我们探监时，我们知道我们有自由，我们也知道是谁救赎了我们，他被钉死在十字架上，担当了我们所有的罪。
When we visit prisoners, we know that we have freedom. We also know who saved us. He died on the cross for us.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你给了我们属灵的生命。
You give us a spiritual life.
你也供应我们一切的需要。
And you provide us with all we need.
你更用你的圣灵来引导我们如何活在这个世上。
You also give us your Holy Spirit to guide us how to live on this world, in this world.
愿我们众弟兄姊妹每日都活在你的恩光之下。
We pray that all our brothers and sisters will live under your light.
被你的恩手所引领。
And be guided by your Almighty hand.
过一个能够容身一人的生活。
And we'll live out a life that is that gives glory to you and give benefits to our neighbors.
谢谢恩主，我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.